Well, if you don't mind, I would like to actually bring it to what is on everyone's mind right now, which is the situation in Lebanon. You know, we're talking about expelling the United States, and we often get a question, why not expel Israel? And this is based on a real misunderstanding, I think, or a failure to properly understand anyway, what the relationship is between America and Israel and between Israel and America, which is to say that they are one and the same entity. So when you're, if you're interested in, or if you're concerned about, and you're disturbed by Israel's crimes currently being committed in Lebanon, those are American crimes, because Israel couldn't do any of those things without American coverage, without American backing. Not only to say with American weapons, with American sponsorship, but the topic that we're talking about is the United Nations, and the United Nations is the international body that is charged with the mandate to enforce international law. They're not able to do that against Israel. So if you're concerned about stopping Israeli aggression, Israeli violence, Israeli carnage, then there's only one option for you. If you're serious at all, if you're actually serious at all about trying to stop all of this, then you have to get America removed from the United Nations so that they can stop providing that coverage and that protection for Israel. Because like what they're doing in Israel, what they're doing in Lebanon right now constitutes violations of international law for which they will never be held accountable as long as America sits on the Security Council. For as long as America is in the United Nations, they'll never be held accountable for that. The terrorist attack using the pagers, that's a violation of international law. That's a violation of the Geneva Conventions, the Hague Conventions, Convention on Civil and Political Rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The all understanding of the obligations, humanitarian law, and so forth, all understanding of the obligations of a nation state, of a country, of a UN member, to uphold international law and to uphold the rights of people and to protect people, all of this is being violated by what Israel is doing in Lebanon, their actions in Lebanon. That terrorist attack, they didn't care who died, they didn't care who got killed, if children got killed, and they did, if civilians got killed, and they did. They didn't care who died when they bombed Hassan Nasrallah. They didn't care, and he's not the only one who died. Not to mention the fact that you're not actually allowed to just murder people. You're not actually allowed to just commit assassinations. But all of that is being normalized. And the longer that a country like Israel can go without accountability, well, it's just a mirror of America going without accountability, because everything that Israel is doing, America is doing, because those are actually American actions sanctioned by the United States, and we'll probably talk about some more of their violations internationally. But if you look at their history over the last 8 decades, Israel isn't doing anything that America hasn't already done. They're not doing anything that America hasn't already done in country after country after country, in Africa, in Asia, in Central and Latin, South America. They do it repeatedly, over and over and over again. And there's only one thing and one thing only that has enabled them to do that, and that is their position on the Security Council and their domination of the United Nations from day one. I was listening to Brother Ali talking about the UN, that the UN is a moral organization and it's a good organization, and it has good intentions and so forth. And I would like to just clarify on that point, because it's not true. The United Nations has always been and was intended to be a colonizing institution under the control and domination of America. That's what America always intended, and that's how they have always used it. However, the charter of the United Nations is brilliant. The Charter of the United Nations is a noble and virtuous and principled and moral document. And they put all of that on paper. America agreed to all of that, put all of that on paper, because they never thought in a million years they'd be held to account for it. They thought that they could put it all on paper just to make themselves look good and make themselves look moral and make themselves look like they have values and principles, but they never thought in a million years that they were going to be held to account to it. They never thought they'd have to live up to it. And they never have lived up to it. Just like he said, they violate Article 2 of the UN Charter. They violate that as a matter of policy. They violate it everywhere in the world. They don't believe that any country in the world has the right to self-determination. They think every country in the world has the right to do what they're told by Washington. That's what they think, and that's what they have applied, and that's what they have practiced for 8 decades. And so you don't see Israel doing anything today that America hasn't done, and you don't see Israel doing anything today that isn't directly the responsibility of the United States. It's an American genocide being committed in Gaza, and it's an American violation of the safety and the protection and the rights of the people of Lebanon. This is an American violation. This is an American. Those are American airstrikes. They're American planes. They're American missiles being flown and being shot by the Jewish Brigade of American Imperialism. That's all it is. And if you want to stop it, and if you want to hold Israel to account, then you have to hold America to account. You can't make a separation, you can't make a division between these two entities, because they're not two entities, they're one entity. That would be the same as saying that someone's arm is a separate human being. They're the same thing. And what Israel is doing, America is doing. And so if you want to stop it, there's only one way, and there's only one actually practical, real-world solution to this problem, which is to expel America from the United Nations so that the United Nations can then actually operate according to the global consensus and can actually hold America and Israel accountable for their endless crimes against humanity. If you think that leaving the UN is the correct response to America's domination of the UN, or if you think that it's the correct response to American crimes, then that's like saying that if your spouse gets cancer, that you'll divorce them. No, you have to solve the problem that they have. The United Nations has a problem. If there's a wolf in a daycare center, you have to get rid of the wolf. You don't just close the daycare center if the wolf is still there. You have to deal with the threat. You have to deal with the predator. You have to deal with that vicious animal. Even if you close the daycare center, the wolf is still out and about in the neighborhood, and he's going to terrorize everyone. You haven't solved the problem. This is I don't know who said this, and I don't mean to insult you, but this is a very weak and powerless response. This is a type of a response of someone who doesn't want or doesn't have the courage to actually confront the war criminal. The chief terrorist in the world, as we all know, is the United States, and you don't want to confront them. You just think you can walk away. Do you think that they're going to leave you alone just because you walk away? If you dismantle the one institution in the world that has the mandate for the enforcement of international law, you dismantle that, and you walk away. You think you did something good? You think you did something that's going to protect you? You've done nothing but completely take all the, you took the gloves off. You've now allowed the United States to literally do anything and everything that they want, and there's no mechanism for accountability whatsoever, and they'll come right after you. You think you can walk away from them? No. This is not a solution whatsoever. You have to expel them from the United Nations and keep the United Nations in place and liberate that organization, liberate that institution from American domination so it can actually do its job. Why, America would love it, would love nothing more than to see the United Nations dissolved. They would love nothing more than to see that organization dismantled, especially as we are living through the period of the rise of the Global South, the rise of multipolarity, the rise of China, the rise of Africa, the rise of Asia, the rise of BRICS. They would love nothing more than to see the United Nations dissolved. Roughly a third of the UN General Assembly is comprised of just Africa. The continent of Africa is just about a third of the entire United Nations. If you dissolve that organization, then there's no means, there's no mechanism, there's no avenue for any of those countries to ever have any leverage and have any power to hold America accountable. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever to dissolve that organization. It's a very weak and a defeatist response that actually ends up being nothing but complicit in America's crimes, because you're just empowering them to be even more unaccountable and act with even greater impunity than they're doing now.